This weekend is Saturday the 11th and Sunday the 12th of January, the Feast of the Baptism of the Lord, beginning the first week of Ordinary Time. The nuns of St. Cecilia's Abbey sing Abortu Solis. From the rising of the sun to its setting, my name is great among the nations. This weekend's reading is from the Gospel of Matthew.
Jesus came from Galilee to John at the Jordan to be baptized by him. John would have prevented him, saying, "I need to be baptized by you, and do you come to me?" But Jesus answered him, "Let it be so now, for it is proper for us in this way to fulfill all righteousness." Then he consented. And when Jesus had been baptized, just as he came up from the water, suddenly the heavens were opened to him, and he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and alighting on him. And a voice from heaven said, "This is my Son, the Beloved, with whom I am well pleased."
In this week's readings, we have heard some quite amazing accounts of what Jesus did. We have seen him perform miracles, and in particular, we have seen him healing people of their sickness and pain and suffering. We have also heard from St. John that God is love. How did you notice yourself reacting to those healing stories? How do you feel about these miracles as expressions of the God who is love? At the end of the week, we heard about testimony, about the Spirit and about faith in Jesus. How do the scenes you have listened to and prayed about this week affect your faith and what you believe about Jesus? Have they made any difference? Have they confirmed what you already believed? Have they encouraged you to do anything new or do anything differently? One of the unusual things about today's reading from the Gospel of Matthew is that in this short passage we hear of Jesus and the Spirit of God and, we may suppose, the voice of God the Father. In other words, all three persons of the Trinity, all three persons of the God who is love. John the Baptist expresses surprise that Jesus submits himself to being baptized by him. Yet Jesus does submit himself. There is a certain graciousness in the way these two cousins defer to each other, respect each other, you might say, love each other. How do you imagine them as they speak to one another? Their tone of voice, the look in their eyes. A good number of filmmakers have tried to reconstruct this scene, some with more glitz and razzmatazz and special effects than others. As you hear the scene described once more, try to picture it in your mind. The river, a torrent or little stream, the kind of terrain, dry and rocky or green and fertile. The people who are there. What does it all look like and sound like?
Jesus came from Galilee to John at the Jordan to be baptized by him. John would have prevented him, saying, "I need to be baptized by you, and do you come to me?" But Jesus answered him, "Let it be so now. For it is proper for us in this way to fulfill all righteousness." Then he consented. And when Jesus had been baptized, just as he came up from the water, suddenly the heavens were opened to him, and he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and alighting on him. And a voice from heaven said, "This is my Son, the Beloved, with whom I am well pleased."
The scene ends with that voice from heaven. How did you imagine that? A deep, booming voice like in the movies? Or something quiet and gentle? What do you think God's voice is like? Do you ever hear it or sense it to yourself? Do you sense God expressing His favor, His love for you? Now it's your turn, the time for your voice to speak. Perhaps after spending some time with this scene, there is something you want to ask or say to Jesus. Or perhaps you want to speak to God the Father about the way you hear His voice. Or perhaps you want to invite the Holy Spirit to alight, to settle on you too. Spend these last moments of the prayer time saying whatever it is you want to say. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit,
as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be,
world without end. Amen.